Texas Podcast Massacre contains spoilers and adult language. For more horror, visit us at our website at texaspodcastmassacre.com.
Welcome to another episode of Texas Podcast Massacre, coming to you from Houston, Texas. I'm your host, Mitch, and with me as always are my favorite, I guess, co-host. I don't have a clever one this week, Nate.
Everybody knows about your dad.
Oh, I don't. And Lisa. Oh. Ooh. went dark quick. Lisa.
Look at all the pretty lights.
Ooh, yeah, we are going to look at.
Look at all the pretty lights.
Oh, my God. She's stuck in a
look loop. At all the pretty lights.
All right, we need to reset Lisa. Her switch got flipped. It's on the naughty, not the nice switch. Welcome to another episode of Texas Podcast Massacre, where each week we take a look at a different horror movie and debate a horror-related topic with our unsuspecting victims, or who usually someone that we would not consider a horror fan. This week, we are reviewing the third episode, which is movie length, so it won't be a TV show necessarily, but the third episode of Hulu's Into the Dark, titled Pooka. So this week we're going to figure out who's naughty and who's nice, or are we all a little bit of both, I guess. This was a little bit of a weird one. I'm not going to lie. So Nate, you've watched a little bit of the Into the Dark series.
Yes,
so
I've
far.
Watched the Halloween one and the Thanksgiving one.
Okay, so for those who don't know, so you were trying to tell me earlier, so they're doing one every month, right?
Roughly, yes. And I think they're going to take some liberties here and there because they have a Christmas one and they have a New Year's one. So a little tight, but so generally.
Are they all kind of tied to each of the seasons, like the holidays?
Yeah, they always are. Yeah. Okay. So there's Halloween, Thanksgiving, this is Christmas, the next one's New Year's. We got Valentine's. We got, I'm assuming, St. Patty's. Maybe there's a Guy Fawkes Day in there. Who knows? Mm. We'll see how it goes.
Are they all about an hour and a half or so?
Yeah. They're all about like a short movie.
And usually. Totally standalone. We're not talking interconnected universe.
Oh, God. If there was, they've already messed up. There's already problems if that's the case. So they should be standalone.
So if you haven't had a chance, if you're holding off on this because you haven't watched the other two, it sounds like you don't need to. So watch Pooka.
On Hulu.
Before we get into this.
Yeah. Only on Hulu.
Yep. With that, I think let's go ahead. We got our nog. Let's go ahead and get into this week's debate question.
You will see how the Lord favors you.
No, you dare not, you blaspheme. He will punish you. The jaws of hell will devour you. All of you. No.
All right. So in this movie, I gotta keep saying movie, not show.
It's a movie and a show.
Yeah.
You literally can't lose. You can't miss this time, Mitch.
I feel like I can.
You always call movie shows and shows movies. I don't know how it's possible. New Year's resolution upcoming. Let's see.
Yeah. So, in this movie, we'll get into a lot of the details, but it centers around an actor who is effectively, being the mascot, wearing the big, suit of a very popular Christmas toy. So this is a made up toy named Pooka, kind of this weird Furby-esque sort of creature.
Crazy big eyes,
weird kind of like weird like mouth. It looks like it should be spitting out Pop-Tarts. I guess the question I have though is, let's take this into the real world. Very similar way to how the Annabelle doll is really just a Raggedy Ann that everyone can relate to. It's not some one-off thing. What children's toy today, what big Christmas purchase kind of toy today would actually make this creepier to you?
Yeah.
Like, what would you substitute Pooka for in this case? Lisa, I think I'd like to ask you this first.
Well, I'm going to go for the obvious choice. Okay. Obviously, a Tickle Me Elmo is going to make this. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, Mitch does it very well.
That got rough.
Yeah.
Sorry, kids.
Elmo wants to play.
Yikes. And nightmares. Go.
No, that's nightmare.
Bam, done.
Pull the string, nightmares happen. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Elmo wants to play with your blood.
So what are some of your Tickle Me Elmo's lines?
Mitch got
it. This is your debate.
Yeah, you picked this one.
Yeah, but you do the voice better.
I'll repeat it, whatever you say.
So you came up with a line, and then Mitch says it in the Elmo voice.
I hadn't thought of a line.
I mean, it's got to be murderous or dark or something. Kind of like the audio for this character.
The word of the day is stab.
God.
See, Mitch got it.
Yikes.
Fine.
The number of the day is 666.
We're going to get sued by Sesame Street.
Yeah.
So I say, I'm going to make you red. Can you do that?
Oh my gosh.
wait, hold on. Sorry. I'm laughing too much. Wait, I'm gonna say, what is it? I'm gonna make you red.
I'm gonna make you red. You have to emphasize the you.
I'm gonna make you red.
Oh man,
it's a laugh at the end.
I'm done. I don't know. Yeah. Mine are worthless.
So
though.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I think at least speaking. So I bought my nephew years and years ago. It wasn't a Tickle Me Elmo, but it was one of the like the stand and sit. Like he actually would stand and sit and talk, and you know had different. And I remember I ordered it kind of early. It was sitting in my apartment and I was watching horror movies, I guess, you know, as I
do. Of course. Yeah, why not?
That fucking thing started talking and it was like sitting on the floor just out. I hadn't wrapped it yet. I think my dog like walked and stepped on it on the foot and that's what triggered. But I didn't see where my dog was. I just heard that fucking thing go. So it went in the closet for the next month. And then I gave that demon toy to my nephew. It was like that's their problem.
Yeah.
Uncle of the year, right? Here.
Yeah. Wow.
Per the normal uncle rules, like, you know, that's someone that's not my kid. I don't care. It's fine.
Gosh. Okay. Wow.
So yeah, so is that kind of where you're thinking Tickle Me Elmo? Is that
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dance with me Elmo, Tickle Me. I feel like it just
Elmo.
Yeah. And that's so sad because Damien really loves Elmo, but
He does love Elmo. I think it's the red.
You think so?
Yeah, little Damien is a fan of Elmo. Although, you know, I really think I have this theory too. Maybe this is better safe for another episode. That Elmo has pushed out all the other Sesame Street characters.
I pushed out, you mean murder.
Yes. Where's Big Bird lately? No one knows. Snuffy's like extinct. Okay. He's over in the La Brea tar pits right now.
Wow.
Because one of the earliest episodes is look, if you have kids, you understand. If you don't have kids, you're like, what the fuck am I listening to? But one of the earliest episodes is Elmo writes a song called Elmo's Song. And Big Bird and Snuffleupagus are like talking shit about it in sort of a snarky sort of way. Like, oh, I can't believe he wrote this all by himself. And it comes across very, I mean, would you say, Lisa, that it's very snarky?
Yes.
Like, it comes off very assholeish from Big Bird.
Very
Snuffy.
Sassy.
And all I'm saying is that years later, no, none of them, Elmo's on every fucking segment. I think he's had them murdered. I think he's like a head of a crime syndicate or something.
He's had them murdered?
Yeah. All I'm saying is Elmo's creepy as fuck. So I think that's a great pick. Nate, what about you? What toy are you going to go with?
So I had one, but I got to set my game up because of the Tickle Me Elmo sounds. So let's see if you can do this sound.
Probably not.
What is the, so Tickle Me Elmo, that's great and all fine. But what's the most annoying thing you could think of? That could, yeah, you give someone as a gift and it's super loud and annoying. Once I say it, you'll get it.
An air horn?
No, but it's gotta be like a toy though. It's gotta be like a toy.
I mean, are you thinking Furby?
No, I'm thinking Billy the Big Mouth Bass.
Oh my gosh!
The talking fucking like yeah. Billy Bob the Bass.
Yeah,
So
imagine a guy dressed like a fish.
Well, as long as you don't take your kid to the Santa at the Big Bass or Bass Pro Shop, no. You probably avoid this toy.
I'm waiting for a montage where like he uses his tail to like just knock people into their deaths, like just railings.
No one ever suspects the law. The Big Mouth Bass.
Oh, and there's so many fish puns that are possible.
They weren't all taken in Piranha or Piranha 3D.
I mean, there could be some crossover fish puns, but yeah, I mean, that would be hilarious. Maybe it's almost an unassuming sneak. Like, oh, this guy's just like a really wide fish. oh, the mouth works. I'm dead.
I'm curious. So, you know, I understand. I mean, obviously, Lisa's someone dressing up as an Elmo doll to sell this makes sense. I mean, you could go to New York City and see 50 knockoff. Emos.
Bortman. Right? Yeah, exactly.
Wow. How are you dressing up as this big mouth bat?
Well, you could go vertical. So then it would be easy.
So could you imagine walking those fucking fins, like the little
Yeah. Well, you could have like some legs coming out.
You're going to look like that left shark and right shark from the Katy Perry thing.
I'm not saying any downsides to this at all.
Okay. Is that what you would do? You'd go vertical or would you do another way?
Yeah, I don't know. That's, man, I feel like if he was vertical, he starts vertical because he's like, oh, I'm a human wearing it. And eventually just like in this movie, he becomes more fish-like. So it turns and eventually he's horizontal.
Well, I feel like this movie, he would always be on there during the day, but at night he's like off the mantelpiece or whatever, you know, like he's just like, where did Billy Bob go?
No. The kids come up to him and he's on a mantle already. And then they like sit with him. Oh my God.
I feel like someone's getting fish hooked.
Yes.
Before the end of the
fish
movie.
Hooks.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. Like I hit a kid with like a fish hook in the mouth. Jesus.
And then at one point, you know, they're all tied up and he's singing, "She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy" until one of their heads explodes or something.
What do you got, Mitch?
Wait, did all the songs change? She thinks my scales are sexy. Like, can we go all the different directions?
She thinks my flipper's sexy.
Oh,
God. I know. I kind of want to stick on this, but we don't even need to move. Move along. If you have Finn or fish related pun songs you want to send our way, man, what was mine? So, at first,
you literally forgot.
These are good. Well, you know, once you get into the Elmo stick, it's hard to get away. I started Furby, and I was like, no, this Pooka was straight up a Furby ripoff. All right, can we kind of agree on that?
Kind of. Yeah,
I mean, pretty much. So I went old school because my sister had a few of these, and they scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Chainsaw Barbie,
Cabbage Patch dolls.
Oh, okay.
And now here's the thing: I think my sister's Cabbage Patch doll had like clothes at the time. But they're gone now.
At the time.
So I grew up not thinking this fucking thing had clothes. So could you imagine this big, like, just, I mean, not anatomically correct, obviously, but this big, naked, like, bald, soulless-eyed, like, creature walking over to you?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like, they all had different names and personalities, right? Wasn't that the kind of point?
Oh, but the signature move is the Cabbage Patch. Yeah. You do the Cabbage Patch in the outfit.
But they're all... Right.
Oh, that's good.
That'd be good. And then I think the whole premise is that these babies are born out of like legit cabbage patches. So they're like fucking alien vegetable kids. It was a weird toy, right? Wow.
Like, it was alien. Just a doll.
Like, when you said alien, your face was like, okay, vegetables. Like, oh God.
Look,
wow, I can handle aliens, but vegetables?
As you know, as a proud Southerner.
Like, yikes. Like, you'll do crawfish, but not vegetable. Wait, what?
Right. Exactly. Oh. Like, the only vegetable I do is the potato and corn that come with the crawfish. That's it. That's it. Man. That's all you need.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so Cabbage Patch doll. So, man, I don't know. I don't know if there is a winner.
I don't know. The winner is your voice. Man, imagine this. Do that to Lisa just randomly. Like at night. Like, at night. Like, act like you're sleeping and it's like, God, that would be so good.
Can I say my runner up real fast?
Sure.
So,
Barney.
Because I was sure you guys were going to take Tickle Me Elmo. So, my plan B was kind of inspired by that movie Rubber.
Ooh, okay.
But it would be a slammer.
Like the Pogs?
Like the Pogs? Pog slammer. Just rolling down the street.
Would you just
taking
be dressed looking like a hockey puck?
Yeah, but you could retract in and roll.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Just slam people.
The only town in America where that's a thing would be like San Francisco.
So what happens is there's a scene where someone is standing somewhere and all of a sudden you just see like a shadow and it's like the shadow.
But then they
is
hit
big.
Them and the person goes flying
shadow
in the
of
air.
The pog.
This guy's just jumping off buildings, just landing on people.
Pretty much.
Wow. Well, okay, what's the title of this?
Shadow of the Pog. I mean,
Shadow of the Pog.
You got slammed.
That's the tagline.
That's a tagline. That's a tagline.
A phenomenal
the slam
tagline.
Dunk of a tagline.
It's a slam.
We'll put you in the slammer.
Slam dunk.
God, this is the worst.
Yeah, we're getting great taglines.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. If you have another toy you think would be better or creepier than what we've discussed here, let us know at TX Pod Massacre on Twitter, Texas Podcast Massacre on Instagram, Facebook. And also you can go to TexasPodcastMassacre.com and comment on the page for this episode. I suppose you could comment on the other episodes, but we'll get confused and not know what you're talking about, but
yeah. Or iTunes. You know, iTunes, give us a review. Do that too.
In the words of Elmo, live your best life.
That's the worst life. I think everyone, I don't think anyone's listening anymore. I think they've all turned this off. Like I'm unsubscribing. I'm looking forward to seeing the least amount of downloads you've ever had after that voice happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we put a link where you can just skip past all that. Just put it in the description. If Elmo laughing creeps you out, click the next button to move past it.
Yikes.
It's kind of when you go through those haunted houses, you're like, this is the really scary part. If you're epileptic, don't go through here.
Yeah.
You just skip around to the...
Just tie-dye Elmo. Boom. Just go for it.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for the debate. Let's move right into this week's movie of the week, Pooka.
Are you from around here?
I'm not. I'm an actor. This is Pooka. We need somebody who can bring him to life. But he's unpredictable.
Meet this year's new hottest toy, Pooka.
I feel like everything is working out. I have this job, this girl, but then there's this danger.
Where are you going?
Come on, man. I think there's something wrong with me.
You need to leave now.
I need to get away. Away from causing pain. I'm losing time. I'm losing control.
Not to be confused with those puka shell necklaces that dude bros wear. Different puka.
Both equally creepy, in my opinion.
Agreed. Lisa, as our unsuspecting victim, how would you describe this movie to someone?
An actor gets a part that he didn't expect, and it seems to drive him mad.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the point.
That is good. Nate.
Get it. Drive.
Oh.
Is that Incubus reference?
Hey.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Boom.
Well, that was stellar.
Wow.
Pardon me, Mitch. Jesus. All right.
Oh, this is sad. All right, Nate, what can you tell us about this movie?
So, like we mentioned, Pooka is the third episode in the Into the Dark Blumhouse television production series on Hulu. So, if you have Hulu, you can check it out.
Who?
Blumhouse.
God, I hate them so much.
Blumhouse Television. So
now they're branching into television.
Of course,
those jerks.
They do it all. They're like the Blumhouse is like a it's like an octopus virus. It's just everywhere.
No kidding.
So this movie came in at a tight 83 minutes. It felt a little longer. IMDb only has 227 reviews because this just came out very
recently.
Right. But it's only a 5.8. So yikes. The tagline of this is so much better than the movie. The tagline is, "Do you fear what I fear?" What?
It's good.
That's amazing.
It's a good tagline.
Way
really,
better than the movie.
It's well, only yeah, good it, if you sing it.
Well, yeah,
right.
Well, yeah, it's sing song. Ain't
it? It doesn't match as well with what the movie's actually about. But sure,
it's kind of Christmas based. It's not even that Christmassy. The director is Nacho Vigalondo from Spain. You might remember him from Time Crimes. Highly recommend watching. Everyone watch Time Crimes.
Okay.
Really good. Colossal, that was the movie with Anne Hathaway.
She was the kaiju. He
directed a segment for VHS Viral. He directed a segment for ABCs of Death. And he did that terrible movie Open Windows with Elijah Wood and Sasha Gray. So those are movies this guy did.
Spain. So Frodo and a porn star.
Yep.
Sweet.
Yeah. And even then, less sexual chemistry than he had with Samwise Gamgee. Oh. The main actor, his name is Nyasha Attendi Wilson.
I don't know why I'm thinking Office Space. Why is my name so hard to pronounce? No.
Nyasha Attendi who plays Wilson. He's the main character. Hulu just grabbed him up because he was in Casual, the TV show on Hulu. That was one of their better original TV shows. Got canceled. He's like, oh, well, let's keep stay on the Hulu lot.
I mean, he can do the dance, so you know.
He can do the dance. That's true. So this guy was in lots of British TV, and you can see him in the Keanu Reeves-led movie early next year, Replicas.
Okay.
He'll be there. That's it. I have nothing else.
Okay.
I have nothing else.
Well, did you see Colossal? So I think that's maybe the only thing we've all collectively seen.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, probably Colossal is the closest thing to what Pooka is in terms of theme and the use of monsters to sort of more talk about, abuse, like personal type of, like, you know, they use the monsters and the kaiju as a metaphor for personal, issues. Right. Yeah, sure. And that's very similar in this case. Pooka's, we'll get into it, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor.
And I guess the one other person I recognized was comedian John Daly, who is the guy who works for the company who gives him the suit and offers him the job. You might remember him. You remember hearing from Kroll Show a lot. That's it. Everyone else, I could not place anybody else.
No, I couldn't either. Veritable.
Yeah, we could. Red.
Red. Yeah,
Knew. Who's Red?
The neighbor.
Oh, who's,
that has the red light over her door.
Who is she? What's she been in?
She was in. She is the.
My name is Earl.
My name is Earl. She's the hooker, and my name is Earl.
No clue. Okay.
Well,
if you saw the show, you'd recognize her.
Got it.
So
a lot of A-list talent in this.
General thoughts about this one, Lisa. Let's start with you as the unsuspecting victim. What did you think generally about this movie?
I thought it was good. It lost me a little bit. Mm-hmm. It dragged a little bit in the middle, especially after we kind of figured out what was going on. And then we're like, all right, cool. We know what's going to happen. Let's go.
Yeah, you can sort of see the twist coming.
But I really, really did like, once you realize what's going on, then you start drawing parallels between everything. And I thought that was really well done.
Okay. Yeah, Nate, what do you think?
I'm a little more down on it than that.
Okay.
I think there was creepiness. There was good losing your mind descent ish kind of stuff. But the middle was 83 minutes. 83 minutes, but it felt longer.
I'll give you that.
And I'm not normally one that I'll watch 3-hour movies. I don't care. Like, I have no problems. But man, for some reason, this middle of this was just, ooh.
Yeah, it took a while, particularly once you kind of figure, I mean, you can really see sort of this twist and this ending kind of coming.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to put on the outfit. Everything's great. No, of course not. What is
right?
It's Blumhouse. It's not going to be like it's not like You've Got Mail with the mascot outfit or whatever. It's going to be a horror movie.
Yeah, I guess I'm sort of kind of somewhere in between. Yeah, I did like the metaphor. I did like what they were trying to do with it. It was long. I think it could have been a little bit shorter. It probably would have served better as maybe an hour. Just a little tighter. I think that, it could have done a little bit more creepy. I mean, the creepy stuff and the stuff to try to scare you is more, about his descent into madness. I don't know that it was altogether too scary. And maybe that's kind of why you maybe liked it a little bit more, Lisa. Would you say this is really scary in your mind?
There are bits of it that are scary.
A little creepy.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the character. So the main character, Puka, because I don't remember his actual name.
Wilson.
Oh, Wilson, the volleyball. That's right.
Yeah.
So
the
Wilson.
Next door neighbor from Home Improvement.
Wilson is a struggling actor, is trying to find a job, and ends up auditioning to be a toy mascot. Now, Nate, could you reenact the dance if I asked you to do it now?
It is, oh shit, you put your...
Oh my God. they only do it...
Arms up,
triangle.
Triangle, like in your face.
Give like you're giving something. An airplane spin.
Give an offering.
And an airplane spin.
Yeah.
Oh okay. My God. So, he only did it like 10,000 times.
I didn't remember what the first one was. I knew the four. I didn't know the order.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I could never make it
as a mascot for a defective children's toy.
Raise your arms up together like a triangle, out like an offering, a fly like a plane.
Yeah.
And then you just do it a lot of times, multiple times, really, really fast.
How much Sugar Ray influence you think was in this dance? Because he got fly. was each of these a song?
Raise your arms. I don't know. They're all probably some.
Raise your arms up. You mean every song ever?
Well, I was going to say.
Put your hands in the air. Come on.
I don't know what the give an offering would be for you, but.
Give an offering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I will say. A little bit of how the sausage is made for the show. You know, we were between two different movies this week, and we chose this one really because we saw it on Hulu and it seemed interesting. And fastest maybe I've ever heard this, 42 seconds in, Lisa says, "We made the wrong choice."
Yikes.
Fastest that's ever.
That's like a 5 second knockout in boxing. Yeah. To be fair, by
the end of it,
you did come around. So made the right choice. I think that's just a notice that, you know, stick it out. Don't quit on your dreams and or movies you're watching. Go all the way through. Maybe they'll change. They'll get you there.
It was
only 83 minutes.
Yeah.
To be fair, all of these are the wrong choice for me. So.
Oh, fair.
Home Alone? Wait, hold on. Home Alone?
Y'all ruined Home Alone. Don't even start. Did you see the comments on Facebook?
Christmas.
Everyone's pissed at y'all.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
If that didn't shoot Team Lisa up, I don't know what
that
would.
That could have been the end. Kevin McAllister walks over and picks up the puka from the ending.
Look at all the pretty lights.
What if the puka was underneath the tree at the time? Anyway.
Yeah.
So the premise of this toy, let's talk about the toy and then we'll get to some of the other characters. So the toy is that it effectively is like very much like Home Alone. It's like the talk boy
that he has in number two and
a Furby. So it records things, but it's not very good or reliable at recording.
Yeah,
it is a little bit like the Krusty the Clown doll they have in one of the Treehouse of Horrors.
Well, you know what it's like? Funzo.
Oh, yeah, it is like Funzo.
It's exactly Funzo.
Yeah.
Funzo, if you ain't got it, you're nothing. Simpsons. Thank you.
Yep. It'll randomly record things. I thought they were going to do a lot more with that aspect.
Nah. It could have been so creepy.
It could have been, right?
So actually, some of the creepiest moments to me were when he did the evil voice. And repeated stuff.
Yeah, the naughty voice. Because it would decide whether it would be naughty or nice.
But think about how shitty this is logistically. You buy a toy that records you at random plays it back in a tone at random.
Yeah.
This is like the easiest thing to make ever. You need no accuracy. And then you can just make something that sucks. And technically it worked.
Yeah. So they said
that's really shitty.
They said it tested through the roof. Who was part of this test group?
How low of a roof are we talking about here? Is it like an outside shed for children? like a little play area? Maybe then.
Like it's just toddlers. Like they're not sitting around pulling strings. They're just like hitting it on the ground a whole bunch. Like,
plus, imagine when that
record. 10 toddlers loved it.
Dude, people are all worried about data privacy now. Imagine there's a toy that records you at random.
You mean like your phone?
No, but like at random, like it, like the whole point of the thing, and then it could just send it back to, you know, the Puka LLC Incorporated based out of like the Seychelles, and you never, and that data is just used against you.
So not Facebook and the Russians.
Well, I mean,
I
picked the Seychelles just to be more exotic. I mean, Russia, it's too easy.
That's fair. I go to the Seychelles. Yeah, you know, I'm topical. I'm the topical humor guy. Yeah, apparently. Well, I wouldn't say humor's a stretch. That's it. Humor's a stretch.
Just a bad premise for a thing.
Well, it's an unrealized, when you get to the end, you understand what they're trying to do with the metaphor, but at, you know, the whole naughty and nice, and it can just randomly choose. Like a person can, but I know, right?
What?
But man, I mean, the idea of it being able to just record and decide what to play. There's so many of these. What if they were all like network connected?
I'm saying.
And so what you said here, what if my Puka and I was like, fucking Nate, man, he is annoying the shit out of me. And then yours is like, fucking Nate, man, he's annoying the shit out of me. You'd be like, oh, who the fuck said that?
No,
someone's talking shit.
No, that company makes a phone call to Lisa and it says like, I want to fuck Nate.
What?
I'm leaving. Practical joke. You know what I mean? It's like they can make you say anything if they have your voice.
Madness.
I don't know what just happened there, but you get what I'm saying. Right? Like they can take your voice.
Step
out of the room
and flip it. Where's the intermission button?
we need the little
no takes backsies.
No, but you know what I mean? Like they could, that sentence that you said, you could flip it and make it do anything. And it can be like almost trolling, like Black Mirror-esque.
With all the YouTube videos today.
That's what I'm saying. That'd be awesome if they did it through there and made it part of the
episode. That's how all our presidents in the recent past have sung pop songs.
What has happened?
Because they just cut together words from different speeches.
Yeah, but the thing is, if those politicians they know that they're susceptible to that. If you got that call from Mitch, or if you got a call
on Mitch's
voice.
Well, maybe he shouldn't buy a Puka. Puka, Pookie.
Poochie the dog. We're just doing all Simpsons.
It's all Simpsons.
It's all Simpsons at this point.
Okay, so all I've learned from all the shit that just happened here is I need to take the mistletoe off the center of the studio and move it somewhere
else. And the thing
is,
now that sentence is on a podcast.
Yes.
So now me saying that sentence is available.
Oh, yeah.
This is the worst.
I can't wait till we start opening up like voicemails and that's all we're going to get. It's just people going, I want to fuck me.
God. And now it's in your voice too.
That's fine.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Lovely.
All right. Well,
I want to fuck Nate.
Oh, man. Someone hack your kids. Tickle Me Up. Tickle Me Up was even around. Please, still. Hack that and probably. Put that voice. You have at least 6 or 7 good drops.
What website?
From Mitch just in there.
What website do I go to? Because I don't think it's a GoFundMe.
Sexoffenderregistry.com.
Let me finish.
.biz.
I need to start a petition to get me off the show.
We would definitely need to hire a
bad Lisa. You trusted Mitch with, and you just signed the contract. That was your fault.
There's no contract.
Mm-hmm. It's the verbal.
It's called a marriage contract.
Blood contract, verbal contract.
Marriage contract.
Anyway.
No prenup. So
Wilson gets the job. In getting the job, he finds the love of his life, supposedly.
Yeah.
And meets her, agent. Melanie.
What's her Melanie?
Melanie. Yeah.
Mel.
Yeah. I only remembered one person's name.
I wrote down Melby.
Melby.
Like Spice Melbany. Girl, like the Spice Girls.
Melbany?
And she has a son named Ty. And Ty, as all of the kids are, is obsessed with Puka.
Yeah.
Now there's nicely disturbing scenes in between these real life scenes that are awesome. Puka is destroying this, like he destroys an entire the guy's apartment, mm-hmm. but then it's not destroyed. He's like
it's all
banging on the walls and then lunges after him when he like walks in. Mm-hmm. There's some good creepiness. Any moments stand out to you guys?
One thing that Mitch pointed out that I thought was interesting is at one point you know, for a while, when he's wearing the costume, he suffocates. He's suffocating. Like when he first puts it on,
he's suffocating. Yeah.
But then there's like a twist and towards the middle of the movie, he's suffocating until he puts it on.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
That was good. There was a lot of things like that in the movie. I just wish they would have tied
there was
a little bit better.
Yeah, there was some cool camera work things where you saw him like put on the suit and he's destroying his, you know, he's just like flipping shit over in his apartment and, you know, breaking through. But you see him put on the mask and everything, and then the camera kind of follows him in one take, and then he walks out of frame, and then he walks into the apartment without the suit.
Yeah,
which is, I was like, oh shit, what do we see?
It's unreliable.
This is Tyler Durden, or is that you? You know,
yeah, basically. Tyler Durden. That was good. That was good.
Yeah, but I agree, Nate. It, you know, they didn't where they were going with it in terms of his, you know, is he naughty and nice kind of thing. They didn't do a good. There was a lot of things that they kind of just threw in there to kind of throw you off that didn't really tie. I, at least to me, didn't really tie back to everything.
Oh, it didn't. Yeah, it didn't. There was, I mean, my favorite was this. There's the face bubbling scene. You know.
Oh yeah,
about.
Yeah. I was like, are we killing mannequins now? What is happening here?
What did this poor mannequin do? Yeah. Apparently, the mannequin was designed to have the face explode with water. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just kind of want to get to the end.
Yeah, let's get to the end because then I want to go rewind it and ask a question.
So the end. Well, anyway, also there's child abuse in this. Obviously, I can't go across that.
Off screen
child. Yeah, it was off. Why you can't like show him grabbing a kid's arm? Oh, that didn't seem that bad.
Nate wants his child abuse on the screen, saying, like, where everyone can
it was
see.
So abrupt of a cut, and everyone's like, "Oh my god, did you see what that was?" Like, they
I
didn't
mean,
really even show.
Who was probably like, "Game, we don't want to."
Like,
do
did
that.
He pull his arm like a little hard, or did he like punch the kid in the face? I guess you never kind of.
Yeah.
They never say. Maybe if they would have said like, "Oh, this you ordered this puka guy to play this party." And then the kid was bullying Ty, and then he got kicked in the balls. You know what I mean? Like, say what happened, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, so then, you know, the end is the Melanie and Ty are just like, nope, get out of our lives. You're the worst. Mm-hmm. He's having more hallucinations. It was really good work with showing cop car lights happening in the house. But when he looks outside, there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And fire. There was another one scene that did fire.
A lot
too.
Of fire. Yeah.
That was actually very well done. That was actually like the best camera work or the best cinematography of the movie or the best visuals.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's walking around picking fights with people without the head on. Some kids take his head. He gets in
a
fight.
A family does. Yeah.
He picked a fight with a family.
Well,
somehow.
Okay. I know you're trying to get to the ending.
Being a creep.
Can we talk about this real quick? He doesn't really pick a fight. He's standing outside this house wearing the suit, and he accidentally bumps in because he's not looking. He bumps into this dad, and his dad with his family like kicks his ass, like just beats the shit out of him. I mean, he's not putting up any sort of a fight.
Yeah.
And then the guy says, "You need help, man." After he's the one that kicked his ass, and then his kids takes his fucking headgear.
Yeah. But I want to talk about. We need to get the ending because I'm gonna come back. To sorry,
what a cohesive family unit, though.
Effectively, he goes and he attacks his little dream self. That's, you know.
It's a fight in a Christmas tree lot.
Yeah, with a puka thing. Basically, he finds awesome. Out that he's actually Ty's dad, and he was already married to Melanie. That what he's seeing is the effects of his being kind of a you know, he basically goes one for the other. He's, you know, quick to be abusive both to his wife and his son. But then he does the, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll make it better.
He's very manipulative.
Yeah. Yeah. So he bounced back between, you know, naughty Wilson or nice Wilson. And then what stems all the sirens and all that is cause he's driving and he's not paying attention to the road and he ends up crashing into another car head on and it kills
Jacob's ladder.
Yeah.
it was Jacob's ladder.
But I mean, he hits red. The neighbor.
Yeah, his neighbor. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she had blood on her face.
So now that we know this, let's rewind it back. So John Daly, as you said, turns out to be the paramedic.
Yep.
So that's how that fits in. The red and blue lights for him being naughty or nice are obviously the police lights.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
His being naughty or nice is a metaphor for him being a jerk sometimes.
That is like 90% of the time he was abusive.
Yeah.
He murdered that Christmas tree. That Christmas tree was physically assaulted. Right?
So there are a couple right? things. Come on. There are a couple things I want to know, though.
Will someone please think of the Christmas tree?
Did the dance have anything to do with anything, or was it just a random dance?
I don't know. I mean, well, he was like dying or in shock or something, and he looked at a puka toy, and his family got murdered because he was driving recklessly.
So were the puka toys really real?
Yeah.
Well, the puka toys are real. Looking
at, it was in the scene.
Now, whether the puka that he's... How they've marketed and all that. I mean, I don't think any of that's real. I think it's just a random puka doll just recorded voices.
Okay.
I think the premise of why the puka recorded and when, how repeated, that's just part of his, like, psychosis, mental breakdown shit happening.
Okay. Because I'm still thinking that there is no puka at all. No dolls, no nothing.
Well, I think there's a doll because that was the trigger. That's why it's repeating the look at all the pretty lights.
Okay.
So that's why that's happening, because that's the first thing he sees is that burning puka doll.
It is probably not the puka that's in his head.
No.
Because it wouldn't have been so metaphorical.
Right.
Yeah.
This is part of where I agree with Nate, where I get where they were going with it, but they don't really tie it very cleanly together.
How much, like, they're like, all the pretty lights. So, like, how many words do we have to change from Kanye's All of the Lights to make sure that we don't have to pay any royalties? All of the pretty lights?
Look at all the
lawyers?
Pretty lights.
Okay, we're good. Sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
So then the other
fast
thing.
Fast cars and shooting stars. Hold on a second.
Ah!
Fast cars. The guy got a car crash. Oh.
So then the other thing I wanted to bring back up is the family is reoccurring. So the family first asked him to take their picture in the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Then later when he's in the puka suit, they're freaking out. The kids are freaking out and they get a picture. Then he asked the dad at the Christmas tree farm to take a picture of them.
Yeah.
Then they get into the fight. So his mind couldn't come up with more people, so he just had the same random ass family over and over.
Look, we can't afford more extras.
Right?
We can't. We got these guys for 40 minutes. Can we do three scenes? Go.
It would have been interesting at the end if you saw them as bystanders.
Ooh, yeah, that would have been good.
Like them on the side of the road, like watching it unfold.
Yeah, I don't know what the connection is.
But I mean, but let's disagree. The twist was not that good. Like, it was so obvious.
I still liked it, though.
It's not, you know, I don't know that I could say the twist wasn't good. It was good. It just, it was obvious.
30 minutes in, I'm like, that's his dad.
Okay. Yeah, so did we.
Twist, I mean, you know, twists don't, just because a twist is obvious doesn't mean it's not the right twist or the right storytelling element.
Sure.
You know, I mean, not everything's going to totally totally shocking all you.
Everything's Nate. Been done.
Not everything's been done. Sorry, the Simpsons have done everything. I take that. I take that back.
Simpsons
I apologize.
Did it. Yeah. What was the other thing you wanted to bring up?
It was the dance. It was the family.
Mm-hmm.
That may have been the two things.
There's a masturbation scene.
For some reason. And a random bed humping scene.
Yeah, I don't even know what that was.
The bed humping scene,
yeah.
I think when Lisa and I were talking about it right before the show, I think that's supposed to be that he's cheating on Melanie. Because what starts the big fight at Christmas
calls
is
him
like
a liar.
Okay.
And that, so now the masturbation one. That was just a little bit of shock to, you know, just be like, what the fuck am I watching? Because he's in his little puka, just wearing the helmet.
Yeah.
And there's just.
I wrote WTF tree ooze in puka mattress sex.
Okay.
4 question marks.
Nice.
That's my notes.
Right before the scene was, why is Dead Mouse being a dick? And then right during the mattress scene,
Dead Mouse.
Why is Dead Mouse beating his dick? And so it. Yeah, he looked like Dead Mouse up until
maybe that's his nickname for it. Oh, yikes!
Yeah,
Now, this movie, so we've already ruined it, obviously, and none of this happened. But if you were the guy, would you have kept this job?
I mean, if this is the only...
Totally hypothetical, because it doesn't even in the movie itself, it's actually not true, because it's all Jacob's Ladder scenario. But...
Well, you know, I think based on the pictures, he's become a famous actor.
Yeah.
You know, in real life. Because you see, there's a red carpet picture where he's in a tuxedo.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
On the wall.
This is like
I think his career has, as part of this, increased. And so I think that same thing with this Puka
thing.
This
is a guy from Rosemary's Baby situation.
Yes.
So as soon as he does this, then he's... He's not doing... Everybody loves an albatross.
Hell of a way to get the gig. But,
okay. So he's like a millionaire now? Is that what we're saying?
Or he's at least got fans and he's got that
money
adder,
because he's in the house that she was trying to sell.
Oh, that's true.
That fancy house.
That was millions of dollars.
And real estate is expensive in LA.
Okay. So then the question stands. So do you use Puka as your springboard?
I mean, if you're making good money and presumably if I, now in this scenario, am I also losing time and going into becoming a psychotic mess? I don't, because I don't think he's really psychotic. Yes. He's just a dick.
Yes.
Here's
not an answer. Mitch is thinking about this.
I'm trying to decide.
Is this kind of like a Christmas story almost?
What?
Well, I mean, because he sees the goat.
Is the leg lamp the Puka?
Not Christmas story. The Charles Dickens Christmas story.
The famous, you'll shoot your eye out with mattress.
No, Charles Dickens. Okay.
Here's a Carol. I was trying to figure out the leg lamp.
That was originally what he was going to audition for, was a Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think it's kind of... You know,
yeah,
he sees the
Puka of Christmas feature. I don't like what I don't know.
Well, maybe so, because what he has a big fight with the Puka of Christmas feature, who's like all like set on fire and has fire in the eyes.
How much liquid is in that?
Stabs the shit out of him.
How much liquid comes out of him?
A lot. He took an axe to him,
It kept going. Yeah. They kept cutting to liquid. Well, it was all
the oil, right? Because I think they were trying to. That's why the car explodes in the flames and kills everyone.
Oh,
I think it was like motor oil gas. Yeah, it wasn't ever blood. But still,
because at the time I was like, "There's just no way you can have this much liquid."
There is
too much. The prop department is like, "Do you know how much we put together? You're using it."
But let me ask you this: liquid. There is one murder in this whole thing, and it is intense. Did you think? I mean, that fight scene with Ghost of Puka Future.
Yeah,
was. I mean, he's over here like straight up just strangling him.
Yeah,
like
strangling the Christmas string lights. Yeah, that was.
And I mean, especially when you think in the context that this is a kid's toy that he is just straight up just murdering.
Yeah.
I thought it was intense.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. I mean. The setting was good too. In the Christmas tree lot. That's kind of it was kind of a good touch. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. I mean, there's not really much else. Were there any other scenes that stood out to y'all?
I think we covered the entirety of the movie.
I will say there's one scene. This is neither really here nor there. It's not a pivotal scene, but there's several times where he's riding in the bus by himself. And there's one scene where this one lady like gets on the bus with him and he's wearing his Puka suit.
Yeah.
All these open chairs. She sits in the, like near the back row near him, but never actually like literally sits like a row across from him, but like doesn't make eye contact, but it's like staring sort of like.
Yeah.
Angle. It is. Why? There's a whole thing. No one in their right mind would sit that close. Someone in a big ass.
She wants a good. She thinks that he's insane. And what's a good angle on him? She said in the front, her back's turned to him. Come on. No. Come on.
Is there anything I want to say about Red?
Yeah. There's a lot of red in her apartment.
You will. The passenger in her car, whoever that was, in the fake apartment. I presume
it was her daughter or something.
Well, in the fake apartment, you see them in pictures together.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
So I'm sure there's lots of little things that you wouldn't catch unless you went back and watched it again. Now that
Well,
are you going to go back and watch it?
I was going to ask that question. Would you?
No.
Nope.
Because someone somewhere on the internet's already put a list together of stuff you missed in Puka.
There's only 200 and some reviews on IMDb.
Someone's done
only,
it.
I don't know about that.
Nate'll do it.
That's false.
All right. Well, that's it. I guess. Do y'all want to move into the next segment? Nate, you look like you have something else.
Yes. Final answer.
Fine. Well, then let me ask you this, Nate. What would you do differently?
Son of a bitch, you left the bodies and you only moved the headstones. You only moved the headstones. Why? Why?
I'll jump in.
Yeah.
What would I do differently isn't any of the characters in the movie. It's the makers of the movie. The movie is 83 minutes long. Okay, what? So let's... Normally, you got to get at least 90 minutes out of this, right?
Okay.
Seven minutes.
How long were the other two that you watched?
They were over an hour 30.
Okay.
For sure. The Thanksgiving one was a little too long, but it had... What's his face from Best Friend's Wedding? That's a long time.
Wow, that's Jesus.
That's such Dermot a good movie.
Mulroney?
Yeah.
That guy was in it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, nice. No, but there's, let's give 7 extra minutes. I want to see current Wilson. Did he survive the car crash?
That's what I want to know.
Is he in an insane asylum?
Mm-hmm.
Is he remembering it, waking up from a dream? Is he in the hospital? What is he doing? Does he start his life over, but he actually learned lessons about not being angry? Does he come back? You know what I mean? Like, I want to see what happened to him. So now we get the twist. And then there's no res, like, okay, he's just like with paramedics. Yeah. That's it. Like, you don't know which way it goes. I would have loved to have seen current Wilson. Yeah, that's it.
That's what you would do differently.
Yeah, I would have like made the movie better by adding this ending.
All right. Well, I guess we got to know your answer for the sequel then.
No, my sequel will build off the extra ending.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay. Yeah, so I think for me, you know, at one point, Red lets in Wilson into her apartment when he knocks. First, she buzzes him in because he doesn't have his key. Just says, hey, my key's not working. I'm new. And she buzzes him in.
My keys aren't working in my own dream about murdering people?
Mistake number one. Mistake number two is then when she opens the door, she's like, oh, just come on in. What I would do differently is that if someone does let me in and I don't know them, maybe the first thing I'm out of my mouth is not going to be something to the effect of, you know, it's pretty dangerous to just let someone you never know into your apartment. Who does that?
Yeah.
Wow. He just walked in like, wait, you really fucked up now.
Well, it's like someone saying like walking into a room and going, hey, what are you doing? It's like, I'm not murdering someone.
Yeah.
Like why offer that up?
Right.
Why?
They only offer that up if you were thinking about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a mistake.
Agreed.
That's a mistake.
Agreed. That's how you knew he was a bad guy when in the beginning of this movie.
Okay.
That was the tip.
So work on your small talk.
That's right.
That's what you do.
That's right. Lisa, what about you? What would you have done differently?
I don't know. Because, I mean, this is all his subconscious.
Immaculate.
Probably if I was Mel... I mean, I like to tell myself I wouldn't have put my kid in the car with him to go back and get another Christmas tree.
No. Would you have just gotten a fake Christmas tree?
Either that or just would have sent him alone. Like,
no, because that guy would be like, oh, that's not good enough for us.
Oh, fair.
Yeah. I would have sent Wilson on his own and like, fine, you go get it.
Yeah.
Is he physically abusing her? Hold on a second.
Yeah, of course.
Right? Okay. But so then under the threat of physical violence.
I know. That's the problem.
That's the only reason.
I thought Mel and Ty were leaving on their own to get away. That's what I thought was going to happen. They were just going to drive away on their own. But then I realized he was driving.
Yep.
You're saying that Christmas tree, we only saw the Christmas tree getting beat up, but he had practiced on her?
I would think so.
Ugh. Yikes.
I know.
Yikes.
Wait, I don't know why you say practiced on, like the tree was the main event.
But that's all we saw in the movie.
I'm getting some sparring sessions
before
I take on the tree this Sunday at Madison Square Garden.
That's all we saw. That's all we saw in the movie was the Christmas tree getting physically.
Once again, did you want to see more?
No, I didn't. I'm just saying that's his go-to move.
Now, for Nate, Does the kid die?
Yeah, the kid 100% dies.
So there's a big plus. Major points for your book.
He could have escaped that huge fireball
explosion.
Well, the explosion was in the front. The back of the car seemed.
I'm gonna go with the Simpsons again. Like when Bart is David and Nelson is Goliath. He's like, oh well, the fall that failed to kill me surely killed the giant.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Oh my
maybe
God.
Maybe he got up.
All right. So I guess that what I want to ask y'all next is, what would be y'all sequel?
Because let's face it, baby. These days, you gotta have a sequel. Ah!
I don't know that I have a great one for this. Usually my go-to Amish version of the sequel. I mean, it fits so much. How would the Amish?
Puka's got electronics in it. That's a no-go.
Agreed.
That's so a no-go.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to see... I would like to kind of see Puka, like the whole creation, because it kind of brought up... What I really want to see is the other stuff we talked about that Puka, about the whole recording, that creepy part of it. I think go a little bit more Black Mirror.
So you want to see Funza? You want to see the Funza, like the evil corporation behind Puka?
Yeah. Like, what comes out there targeting people who are just shitty? And like Puka is...
So like Black Mirror also.
Yeah.
You're double Black Mirror.
Basically, I just want to go watch Black Mirror.
Pitch Black Mirror.
Into the Black Mirror.
Into the Dark Mirror.
Into the Dark Mirror.
Ooh,
I like it.
Okay.
I like it. Yeah. So, I mean, that's effectively where I am.
Okay.
Lisa.
I think my sequel would show how the downfall of Puka caused the downfall of Baby/Toys R Us. They invested so much in the Puka doll that once it tanked, they tanked.
Look, I might just be the CEO of Toys R Us and I might be on a lot of cocaine, but this Puka.
This is it right here.
This is it.
Yeah.
Let's hitch our wagon to the Puka train.
Why did we buy an actual giraffe? What's wrong with
us? Puka murdered that giraffe.
Oh, poor giraffe.
That giraffe is no longer living.
Aww.
What is it called? What is it called, though? That's
I'm not a big kid now.
Oh.
Is it because the kid died and never grew up?
Oh.
Is that what you're saying?
Oh no.
That's pretty good. That's good. I like that.
Mommy, wow. I'm not living now. Oh my God.
Well done.
Wrong.
Terrible.
Well,
wrong product.
Oh.
Well done. Nate's naughty. we're clearly doing this episode with naughty Nate this evening.
Wow.
Disappointed about the lack of abuse on the screen.
I don't remember what my sequel is anymore.
Jeez.
Oh,
that's
man.
Nate at Nate.
Okay. So,
all right. So, my sequel is.
So I thought it was just more, I wrote down in my notes, this is more like a gray mirror. Like, it's not good enough to be Black Mirror, right?
Right.
Like what's a light gray?
Chrome.
No, chrome seems too strong. What's a light gray, Lisa? I don't know my colors super well.
I don't know.
Like
why would I know?
Eggshell. I don't know. What are those?
Sure.
One of the eggshell mirror. What are the muted eggshell mirror rolls off the tongue. No, this could have been a Black Mirror episode. It just wasn't good enough at all.
Yeah.
So in my sequel, the guy, he's alive in my what would I do differently? He's alive.
That's good.
And then in the sequel, he ends up working for credits in that Black Mirror episode.
Okay.
So then he's the credit guy.
The million.
Yeah. 1 million credits. He's in the credit factory. How does he earn credits? He dons the Puka outfit again because Puka's real in that world.
I like it.
Boom. What is the name of the movie?
I don't know.
Puka Boo?
That's not bad.
Well, there you go.
I don't know how it works, but I'm going to go with it.
That's fine. We're just going to go with that. All right. Well, that will bring us to
Final Cut.
All right. Lisa as the champion of this movie. And by champion, I mean the only one that said you really liked it. Where are you going to give this?
I didn't
this?
Say really liked it.
It's on that way. You seem very excited about it.
Yeah. You said, you said it was your favorite movie or your second favorite movie? I'm trying to remember. God.
Where in the Harry Potter series would this one fall?
It's like one of the...
Above Prisoner of Azkaban?
Hold on. I have a story about this. So one time...
Wait, are you sure?
Hold on a second.
All right.
One time... I was into Harry Potter also for a while, and in college, one of the books came out, and they were like, "Oh, they had leaked it early, right?"
Yeah.
And so I was like, "Oh, I heard they leaked it early." So I went online and I read the book, and it was like, "Oh, this is a little different, but I like it." Ended up being a knockoff. It wasn't a real Harry Potter book. I loved it. I thought it was great.
You're just like, "Did I miss that? When did he rename himself to Henry?" Henry Potter is over here.
Harvey Potter.
At Hogwarts.
Hello, Avi. No, I loved it. So are we counting knockoff?
What book was it?
I forgot. I don't remember.
Deathly Hallows?
It might have been Deathly Hallows. I don't know. Yeah.
It was great though. Henry Porker and the tri blood fairy or something. I don't know.
Dirt blood.
Oh yeah, my gosh.
Oh jeez. Oh,
so I'll also count that part of the Harry Potter universe. Sorry, that was a tangent.
Do you still have this? I kind of want to read it now.
It was a shady PDF. I mean, there were some like typos.
Well, if you could just run a virus scan on that and then send it over, that'd be pretty fantastic. Nate's identity's been stolen for years.
Yeah, probably. Jin Bao McIntyre just rolling up the credit card debt, probably.
All right, Lisa, what's your final cut? Jesus.
It doesn't sound better than this knockoff Harry Potter book. Go.
I can't even. Like I said, for what it was, I thought it was good. I liked the way they did it. I don't know. Probably like a 5 out of 10 pretty lights.
Oh, that's not high.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
I mean,
I
went into it thinking it was going to be hot garbage, and it was better than hot garbage. So
okay. Yeah, I thought you would have given it higher. So
it's 2.5 times better than The Omen. Okay.
I hereby officially resign from my post. There are plenty of other if you would like to be the next unsuspecting victim, please.
After the elbow thing, no one's listening. So you're locked into this.
Please. Yeah.
Lisa, this is your version of doing the arms up, bring him triangle, hand on the offering, fly like a plane.
He's trying to fly like a plane out of this podcast. Right. It's not working.
Lisa, I'm with you. I would give this 5 out of 10 axes to the gut.
That part was good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't great. I did sort of like the twist of the ending, albeit, yeah, it is a little bit predictable. It was fine.
Okay.
It was a fine Christmassy horror thing.
Okay. So I'm going to go lower than that because I did not like
That's
it.
That's fine.
I'm going to go 3 out of 10 missed birthdays.
You're fired. 3 out of 10 missed for elegant.
The thing, it should have been... And it also doubles as missed opportunities because I think that the premise was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Puka itself was, I think, very creepy.
Oh, yeah.
And the scenes where you're like, you don't know what's happening are real, or it was him, like, it was his, like, the bad things he had done in real life acting out in this kind of, it was like a sterile, bland world.
Mm-hmm.
And there was not that many people. And it was just kind of like, okay, so he can remember all this crap, but he can't, like, populate the world with anybody. It just seemed like maybe if they had put a little more effort and money into it, it'd have been, it could have been like good, like good.
Yeah. I will say too, he was, it was creepy. Although there were certain times because of the bodysuit, because it was a little wider,
yeah.
That when they were trying to make it real tense and creepy, it was hilarious because big fat little like running across the screen, kind of
like a cat,
undercut the tension.
The cat has a little pouch underneath,
yeah.
You know, and it's gonna like, okay, come on. If I see that moving, that's not threatening.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Were you creeped out, Lisa, by Puka? I mean,
yeah, I was at times.
What about the end though?
At the end,
he was wearing the suit a lot without the hat and whatever. Did that kind of undercut the creepiness?
I think, well, like Mitch said, when he's walking in the full suit and just kind of like, I don't even know what to say. Yeah,
it's like
then it was like whatever. But when he was had the red eyes and was like tearing shit up,
yeah,
that creeped me out.
Okay,
yeah. Or when one of the little Puka dolls would say something in the evil voice, like when it's like, just call me Wilson. It's like, just call me Wilson. I was like, okay, that was a little creepy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you might get a little creeped out.
Yeah. But I'd say if you like sort of twist endings, or if you like movie or things that have that kind of, oh shit, kind of moments. Cause we did at least have that once we figured it out pretty early on.
You had it like 25 minutes in the movie.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. It could have been a
movie. We still had it. I mean, yeah,
that's true. That's true.
It was still pretty like, oh shit. Okay. That's cool. If you like that kind of stuff, I think you'll like this. If you're more looking for like more genuinely creepy, scary kind of horror movies,
yeah, not so much this one.
This probably is not in your alley, but all right. But I think that's going to wrap it up for this week's episode. So we have one more episode review left for the year. The next episode after that will be our end of the year episodes. So we've been putting out some surveys. We've got a lot of responses.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it open for what I think will this be the last week, I guess, or
yeah, you have a little bit of time.
Yeah. So if you haven't done it yet, do so now. It's a lot of fun. We're going to have an episode where we reveal the answers, reveal who won what. And it also will help us, I think, figure out if one of the movies y'all pick is going to make it.
Spoiler, it will.
Yeah, yeah. It also gives us feedback into, yeah, what you kind of want to see for next year, as well as just things you enjoyed. And they're pretty fun. We did this last year for the first time. It was two episodes, yeah. And it was a lot of fun. A lot more games, a lot more stuff like that.
No offense to last year, but we got a lot more responses this year.
Yeah, right, right.
You suck. You suck past Puka Mitch and Puka Nate. Way better now.
Yeah, yeah. We've really hit our Puka stride here. If you would like to send us some Puka shells, Nate, where could they send them to?
You can send virtual Puka shells to us at TexasPodcastMasker@gmail.com, at TXPodMasker on Twitter, TexasPodcastMasker on Facebook, on Instagram. TexasPodcastMasker.com, our website where you can check out all of our episodes, leave comments. You can give us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, CastBox, everywhere if you want. We really appreciate that. And like Mitch said, try to check out our survey and we'll go over those shortly with you guys.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up again for this week's episode. From all of us at Texas Podcast Massacre, thank you so much for tuning in, and just keep telling yourself, it's only a moment.